This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, pick up those drumsticks as you're going to need them for two special events happening this weekend. And we spoke to the people behind the Drum Corps UAE. I've got a couple of workshops happening this weekend here in the city of Dubai. If you want to learn to play the drums, if you just want to get involved in banging the drums, that is the place to go. Enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Well, welcome back into the show. We're going to pick up the drums right now, let me tell you, with the Drum Corps UAE. And their founder, Inas Halal, joins us on the show. This is something very different. Tell me why you wanted to set up the Drum Corps UAE.
Actually, it's for its effect on the people and the young children, because it's not only about the music or the sports music, you know, because this type is different than just orchestra or any band. It has a very positive effect on the community, on the way that they will grow up to be better adults. So that was the main reason.
And these are kind of marching drums, aren't they? Like we see, you know, bands walking and playing, I'm guessing the snare drums, bass drums. Just tell me about the style of drums that we're talking about.
Yes. So basically, drum corps is a bit different than the only, you know, just marching band, because a drum corps, it has like different aspect of ensemble, like the front ensemble, which is marimba, xylophone, vibraphone. And then you have the color guards that they throw like props flags.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yes, and then you have the drum line and you have the brass section. So it's a very big, a drum corps or a marching band that they do very, you know, they are hard, you know, to do. They're not easy. They do complex movements around the field. So it's not only just like a marching band who's doing parade. No, you have this complex drill design that is happening. There is a story happening inside. There is some drama, you know. It depends on the subject that we're creating. So that's why it's a little bit different and it's a little bit more complex and it demands so much, you know, a higher energy, and they age out at the age of 22 because physically they cannot, you know, do that anymore.
So how did you get into this? And, tell me the inspiration about wanting to start Drum Corps.
Well, if we want to really say the truth about it.
Go on.
I used to work in marketing and I had so many difficulties in my jobs here around. And then, you know, when you just like leave everything and sit down with yourself and you see what you want to do in life. So I got inspired because when I was in my community back in Syria, we used to have such types of, you know, communities and the support. So I started with this idea because I started seeing those bands who they have very young children doing some amazing music. And then I saw that these types of communities, they are, you know, being less and less because of the technology that is, you know, going around.
Right.
So I thought, we need this type of, activities and communities to be more active here, so we can, you know, grow up those children to be better for the future.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is how it start. And, you know, the amazing thing that's happening now, that people are contacting me who used to be in these activities when they were younger. So they're telling me, we will do anything to just share our experience with the kids because we know the effect that they did to us. So this is why those activities are amazing. It's not about the music. It's not about the performance, the amazing performance which is happening at the end of each term. It's about the qualities that they will learn. So that's why I'm very, you know,
you're passionate about it, aren't you?
Yes, because I used to be in a similar group, and I'm a musician, so, you know, I know the effect of both sides, and I'm a sound healer as well, and I know the effect of music in general on our brains, on our body. And if you read so much about trauma, you know as well that the best ways to heal trauma is the physical activities, the theater, the music. This activity is combining everything, and it's affecting the young children, because you want to heal them since they are young, you know. You don't want to wait until they're old and they're suffering. So these activities, when they participate in them, you know, it will really change their lives.
Now, you've got a couple of events happening this coming weekend on the 8th and 9th of March at the Victory Heights Primary School. So what's going to be happening at these workshops?
Yes, so we're inviting anyone who already know how to play, and even the people who doesn't know how to play, from children and from even if adults, they want to participate, they are welcome to, because we're now trying to see who's interested, to see the levels later on. So we will have more, you know, lessons and workshop later.
Yeah.
But now they will just learn the marching fundamentals. So basically, they will learn how to move, how to, you know, step, you know, forward, backwards, sideways. So while carrying the instruments, because even if people, they know how to play the, let's say, the drums or percussion, if you get them to get up and walk,
yeah, it's a different thing altogether. Yeah.
So and it needs, you know, synchronization. It needs, you know, so much talent. So this is what we're trying to learn in this workshop. And later on, we'll have more workshops, you know, happening on a weekly basis. And we will be around all, you know, the UAE, so we can get more people to get be involved.
Yeah. I mean, are instruments going to be there? Or are you encouraging people to perhaps bring their own instruments?
Of course, if they have their own instruments, they're welcome to bring them. We do have some, you know, drums. Mostly we do have some drums and bass drums.
Yeah.
And we're already ordering, because it takes lots of time to order, you know, the instruments.
Okay.
So later on, you would see that we will have our own instruments. So even if someone wants to come and learn, they can start learning with our instrument, even if they don't want to invest in this.
Mm-hmm.
Because also when I want to create this drum corps, I need to see everyone looking alike, you know, with the same logo, same everything.
Yeah.
So
the uniforms and everything.
Yes. So we already halfway there. It's going to take a little bit time to ship them. So it's going to be fun.
What kind of age groups are you looking for these workshops? Is it up to anyone? Are you looking more for the younger generation?
More for the younger, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We start at the age of 9 to 10.
Okay.
You know, that's the start, because younger, it's more difficult for them.
Yeah.
And up to, let's say, 30 for now, because later on, of course, we will split them into ages for groups, you know, and levels, because maybe a younger man would know how to play more than older, different, you know.
Definitely,
so,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For now, yeah. But our main focus, of course, is the children and teenagers.
Right. So if we want to sign up for this, do we just turn up, or do we need to register, or how does it work?
It's better to register so we can, you know, be prepared for you. But if you want to show up, you're more than welcome. And if you need to register, you can just send us a message or email on the informations for drumcoursuae.org. This is our website. And you can find us on Instagram also, drumcoursuae. But the course is like corpse, it's written.
Yeah,
because
C-O-R-P-S.
Some people, they...
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I'm intrigued as to what kind of music, you know, eventually you will be playing with the drum corps. You know, is it very much like the brass band style music that you're hoping to come up with?
I mean, mainly this is the type of music that that drum corps do. But lately, they are, because of course, later on you would have the front ensemble, which is marimba, xylophone, vibraphone. Now, lately, if you see the championships that's happening all over the world, they are using more like guitars, piano,
and
drum
they're doing
set.
Pop songs, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
They're doing Rihanna and
you will
Taylor
have,
Swift.
Yes. So that's this is the thing, that you would have a whole show, because inside you will have the dancers doing their, you know, their show. So there is basically each show, it's like 12 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it takes 1 year, a whole term to practice.
Put it
so
together,
basically, we start practicing the music, and then in the summer they start because here it will be flipped. It will be
course,
in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will start practicing on the drill design, you know. After they memorize the music, they will move it to the field. So yes, you can expect anything. But the good aspect about Drum Corps UAE is that we're combining the national heritage of the Yola dance. And this is going to happen for the first time, because the Yola dance, they dance the same way with the color guards. They throw the prop above, and which is like they aim it higher.
Yeah.
So this is, we're trying to put our, you know, local
spin on that.
Yes,
exactly. Well, Inas, once again, we wish you all the best. That's for the Drum Corps UAE, happening on the 8th and 9th of March. Get over to Victoria Heights Primary School. What's the timing, by the way, for this?
It's from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m.
5 through until 8 o'clock.
In Sports City.
Inas Halal, thank you so much
for being with us.
Thank
you so much for having me.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8. The UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.